Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole cohort around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on his head. They put a reed in his right hand, and knelt before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. After mocking him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. My enemies taunt me day after day. They mock and curse me. I eat ashes for food. My tears run down into my drink because of your anger and wrath. For you have picked me up and thrown me out. My life passes as swiftly as the evening shadows. I'm withering away like grass. But you, O Lord, will sit on your throne forever. Your fame will endure to every generation. You will arise and have mercy on Jerusalem, and now is the time to pity her. Now is the time you promised to help. For your people love every stone in her wall, and cherish even the dust in her streets. Then the nations will tremble before the Lord. The kings of the earth will tremble before his glory. For the Lord will rebuild Jerusalem. He will appear in his glory. He will listen to the prayers of the destitute. He will not reject their pleas. Let this be recorded for future generations, so that a people not yet born will praise the Lord. Tell them the Lord looked down from his heavenly sanctuary. He looked down to earth from heaven to hear the groans of the prisoners, to release those condemned to die. And so the Lord's fame will be celebrated in Zion, his praises in Jerusalem, when multitudes gather together and kingdoms come to worship the Lord. The King of Kings is subjected to mockery and humiliation. They salute him in derision as King of the Jews, and rightly he is a king. From the moment of his birth, deserving a royal bed, he humbled himself into a meager manger, and when he deserved a crown of gold, he humbled himself into a crown of thorns. The entire incarnation was God stooping down to our level. His humiliation was an identification with our humiliation. He became poor, hungry, sick, and a prisoner to teach us that the greatest in God's kingdom is the lowliest servant, the one who loves his enemies, forgives injuries, and seeks peace. He wore the crown of thorns that we may wear the crown of glory. Let us pray. King Jesus, you have shown us how to live in your kingdom. Grant that we may respond to evil with love, forgiveness, and peace. Help us thus to proclaim daily through our lives the good news that you, O God, reign now and forever. Amen.